This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, the CCA Star Tournament, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, down on the island this morning with the weather, it's 77 degrees down in Galveston. Today, sunshine and clouds mixed with a high of 84. East-northeast winds 10 to 20. Right now, winds are down. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 77. South-southwest winds 5 to 10. And then for opening of snapper season tomorrow, we look like a few clouds from time to time. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High of 86, south-southwest winds 5 to 10, and then later in the day they'll increase to about 10 to 20. But hopefully they stay down, and, man, we'll get everybody out on first day of snapper. Awesome. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're sitting on a low right now. That occurred at 1:49 a.m. It was a negative 0.3. Then we have a high at 10:58 a.m., a 1.5. Sunrise, 6:20 a.m., sunset, 8:14 p.m. Moon phase is 17%. Looking at current conditions right now, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of the Galveston jetties out there. It's north-northeast at 9 to 11. Water temps 81, air temperature 79. Galveston Channel is 78 degrees with a northeast wind at 6. More Eagle Point, 83 degrees. Northeast 9 to 13, and Morgan's Point, up in the top end of the complex, it's 75 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 8 to 9 miles per hour. So, looks pretty good. I'll take it. It's better than what we've had all year. All right, well, let's slide on over to the Sabine Lake Golden Triangle area, and let's see what Bill Watkins is doing this morning. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Hey, man. Well, I fished yesterday and had a crew of folks that had never fished.
Oh, okay.
So I had to train them in the arts of throwing a spinning reel and rod, and we were basically successful. Now. Not in the catching of so many fish, although we did pretty good. I think we wound up one fish short of a Texas limit.
Well,
and, yeah, that was all right.
That Never even fished before. See there, and you gave them spinners, showed them how to throw them, and they caught fish on lures.
That's right. And when you see the training actually coming together and they catch their first fish, that's pretty awesome stuff to watch.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you feel like you did your job.
My, I wish I still had those kind of patience.
Well, I don't.
Well, I know the older we get, the thinner they get, man. That's but hats off to you for going through it. That's
Well, the 8-year-old with ADHD was he tried my patience, but that was just the sweetest little kid. But you know, before it was over with, he was hugging me.
That's
me
awesome.
And him was best. We was best of buddies.
There you go.
I barked at him a little bit.
How'd you know he had ADHD? He's bouncing off the gunnels.
He would turn around. He would turn around with that rod and slap the lure in your face. You know, he was doing all that stuff that a normal 8-year-old will do. But some of them are more solid than others. You know,
right?
They get it real quick and. Even at 8 years old, I mean, my grandson, Levi, he was able to pick that up. And from an early age, he could hit targets, not get bushes on the bank. And, I mean, he was good. He just had that natural ability of coordination, eye-to-hand coordination. Some kids don't have that. And when they really not sure they want to even be out there, that's another issue, but by and large, it was a successful trip. They had fun, and I sent them off to Floyd's restaurant with some fillets, and they texted me back and said that they really enjoy the way they cook those fish.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing like fresh fish right out of the water, man.
Oh, no, there ain't nothing like it. You know, Florence does such a good job of that. And another place down there is Stingery. They do a real good job with it, too.
Yeah.
But that was my day yesterday. I think we probably wound up catching about 17, 18 trout. Threw a few back. You know, lost a few, as you're going to do.
Sure.
When you got people that don't know how to land a fish, I let them kids, I let the 15-year-old and the 8-year-old, I let them run the net. That was a fun thing to watch. I'm trying to coach them, you know, put the net in the water, lead the fish to the net. Nobody was doing the whole thing right. But, we caught fish.
I can imagine.
You know, when you're fishing newbies like that, if you go to where there's a shell reef, you're going to stay hung up all the time.
Always.
And I finally had to just abandon the ship channel altogether and go back to the lake. And that's where we caught most of our fish right there. Yeah. The sights and the sounds in the marsh, and the alligators, and, you know, the birds and all the stuff that's going on, that entertained everybody. That stretch of marsh over there is really beautiful on the Louisiana side.
Bill's Wildlife Tours.
Yeah. Yeah. And industrial tours, too.
Yeah.
Explained all of the plants that are growing up down there on the low end.
I know, that's the bad thing about fishing, you know, you look at the horizon, all the refineries and all that, it's a little different up here.
Yeah, that's true. You go to the Louisiana side and all you see is marsh.
Yeah, that's, you know, that looks more like grass. Where you want to be fishing.
That's right. And you go back down to the ship channel, and it's industry everywhere.
Industry, man.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, that's money, money, money. It's like Pink Floyd, money.
What do you rig them out with, like paddle tails, something that was easy to work, where they could just kind of basically reel it and try to keep it off the bottom?
I rigged a couple of them with that Kay Wiggler 4-inch Wiggalo paddle tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I put the ball tail on the others. And we went at it that way, just kind of get a mix of what we wanted to do, but they bit everything pretty much.
Yeah.
You find a fish, I'm telling them right up front that when we're fishing those reefs, it's shallow water, it's 3 foot deep. You got to work the bait, work it fast, keep the rod tip flipping, keep it off the bottom, and then you go to a bio and tell them to drag it on the bottom in 7 foot of water.
Slow it way down, yeah.
That was a little bit tricky for them, but they finally got it. You know, all in all, it's a very satisfying day.
It's all you can do.
Yeah.
They had
a great time.
Only as good as what he's got to work with. I know the drill.
Oh, we should have had 30 trout,
Oh, yeah.
That's not a big deal. When you start off, you have to start somewhere. And when you don't know how to fish, you just have to slow it down, have patience, and work with them.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, something with a yellow tail was the best bait yesterday.
Yeah.
It had to have that yellow tail because of Even in the lake, the water is fairly dark and clear, but not what you'd call a foot and a half visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Those fish, they're used to it, and they'll eat. And the ship channel, if you've got clouds of mud rolling up, it's hard to catch those fish. And right at the top of the high tide, it clears out slightly. You can see down about 4 inches, and the water, the sediment drops out just a little bit because the tide's not moving so fast. And that's when those fish come up. When that high tide is just idling between the change from the high going to the low, that's when you catch your fish down there with those conditions we've got right now. So anybody listening, you better pay attention to me. High tide going to low. Right at the top of the high.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is, man, in the big country. Lakes are a whole different animal.
Our river's starting to flow again. Well, it's never really stopped, but, they let off on the discharge, but it's climbing back up. Now the lake Livingston's a little over a foot above pool, so they're turning some more loose. So,
oh, good grief. These recent rains, I guess, have put some more water in there.
That watershed is just so huge, it catches a lot of rainwater.
That is amazing. All those woodlands over there, I can't find a place to squirrel hunt. That's just amazing.
What, over my way?
Yeah. I just wished I could find me a place to squirrel hunt.
Yeah, Jeffcoat has him and Tex, they've been on the same deer lease and all that in the Trinity River bottom, up there around Cleveland area for years. I don't know, 40 years or better. And they have some pretty decent squirrel hunting.
Well, my lease that I used to have was that way. But they tell me now that they don't have that many squirrels left anymore. Hurricane Laura knocked down all the den trees.
Right.
And we had that bad freeze that next winter.
Boy.
Pretty tough. A tough on them little squirrels.
We've had some pretty adverse, you know, times in the last 8 or 10 years for all
have
wildlife.
Have we ever?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy.
I'm waiting on the good pattern, the good one.
Yeah.
And everything.
You reckon we're
going to
ever get it?
Well, we're slowly getting there. You know, at least our fish populations are up now, and they are getting bigger. So we're growing.
Yeah.
We just.
Oh, but, I talked to the. Speaking of that issue, I talked to the fish survey girl from Louisiana yesterday. She surveyed my fish, and I always like to help those ladies out. And she said that she saw a 4-pound and a 5-pound and a 6-pound fish out of Calcasieu the other day, a trout.
And well, that's good.
I thought that's encouraging.
Yeah, they can keep 2 like that a day, right, per person?
Yes, over 20.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, let me knock this commercial break out. I'll be right back, Bill. Hang on.
Okay, bud.
Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their full menu of pecan smoke barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And while you're by the store, check out their smoked sausage samples. They have those available daily in the store. You can try and see which blend you like the best. And bulk pricing is available on their fresh ground beef and all of their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloins, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And they're introducing their new chuck wagon patties. That's half-pound beef patties seasoned to perfection and loaded with cheddar cheese. And you can try their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing facility, open year-round. Check out their new sausage recipe they have available. It's really good. You got to try it. Get you some deer tamales and venison hot dogs done while you're at it. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville celebrating over 48 years, or 42 years, serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, I'm here with you, buddy.
Yeah, you know, we're just, these fish are steadily growing up, and here we go. I'll tell you what I saw yesterday. Hillman sent me a picture. He had the trip he had. I think they kept a few fish, and he filleted one trout, and it had a soft shell crab in its stomach. I've never seen that.
Wow. No, I've not seen that in a trout.
No,
that's pretty amazing.
You know, I can see it in redfish because they eat crabs and all that, but that trout was hungry. Soft shell diet.
Yeah, I like them.
I cleaned a trout years ago. I guess it's back in the '80s. Had a crawfish in his stomach. I caught him way up in the top end of the bay. The water was pretty fresh back then.
Now that's pretty amazing.
Had a crawfish in his belly. How about that?
I'm sure that they would eat one.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
Trout being a creature of opportunity, they're going to eat whatever's local.
Opportunity feeders.
Wherever they're at. Yeah. I know that the ones that are up in the bayous, they eat lots of little shrimps. Man, they'll eat pogies. They'll eat anything. Sand eels. It doesn't matter. Even a finger mullet.
Well, you know how those marsh trout like you're talking about up in them bayous like that, and they're on all them little tiny shrimp. And a lot of times you'll be catching them, and you know how when you're taking them off and you squeeze them a little bit, and they'll, you know, we're used to seeing them squirt out like gray matter out of their anus. And up there when they're feeding on all them little tiny shrimp like that, it'll be kind of pink colored. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's the iodine in the shrimp. I don't know. But it's more of a
whatever.
Pink color.
Yeah, they turn, as they digest it, it turns kind of a pinky color.
And if you're squeezing them too hard and you see yellow matter, the eggs coming out of I say, you might want to handle that fish a little different there. You're squishing eggs out of it. Throw it back.
Yeah, and I'm catching fish right now that are pretty well into the spot.
Yeah, they're full of eggs right now, a lot of them.
Yeah, even the lake fish, which I didn't think would get, you know, because of the fresh water that's been on them, I didn't think that they would get there, but some of them are.
Yeah,
some of them have been laying in them, you know, down on the bottom in that salt layer and laying in the mud.
Yeah, you've been seeing a lot of red marks on their bellies, you know, like bites, leech bites and stuff.
Yeah, the little baby leeches are biting them.
Uh-huh. I just tell you, they're bottom hugging, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they've
done. That's where the salt water is.
Yeah, and even when they move up into 2 foot of water, they're still right on the bottom.
Yeah.
I had a couple of days of really good hard bait bite this year.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, it's been plastics on the bottom.
Well, you got to go down there and get them. Get them where they're at.
Yeah, that's right. You got to do what you got to do.
Well, I remember that first big flood we had in 2015 when, I mean, it just, and it was around 90,000. I mean, it was a flush. Everybody ended up in Lower Galveston Bay and East Bay, and you just any live shell, just pull up on it, throw a jig out, let it go to the bottom, click it in gear, and just set the hook. It was just stupid. But you had to get it on the bottom.
Yeah, buddy. And those dead shell pads that were out there, those flat ones, they're holding fish right now off and on. Even though that's kind of a dead bottom, those fish somehow like to have that hard bottom.
Hard bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, and if it's live hard bottom, those fish will just live there. They won't leave it.
Oh, yeah. They sure will.
You know, it just makes so much bait. And you know, live shell filters the water, too.
And I'm catching some fish down at the ship channel that every once in a while I pull up a clump of oysters, and there'll be two or three good-sized live oysters in there.
There you go.
So
that's
those
good.
Those fish are having some live oysters. You know,
they like that live reef, man.
Oh, they do. And I mean, if you got live oysters in there,
you're gonna have fish.
Yeah, and they don't drag our reefs down with oyster dredges over here.
Yeah, they don't ours either. We're all closed over here too.
They're all closed?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, they had to shut it down. The oysters were too small. The majority of them.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and it puts pressures on other parts of the coast. You know, the guys have got to make a living. They got to go where they can harvest.
And well, they do.
We've just been so out of whack the last 8 or 10 years. Been pretty crazy.
Yeah. I ate some oysters the other day from Barataria Bay. Man, you talk about some good oysters.
Yeah.
That's a fine place for oysters down there.
My favorite are those Matagorda oysters.
Oh, they are good, too.
Man.
And they've still got a lot of live oysters over there, I think.
Yes. Yeah, they just don't get the freshwater flow like we do.
Yeah.
But you'll get these cycles, you know, where you'll get about 5 or 6 good years in a row where salinity levels are just perfect and not too much fresh water and not too much salt water, and it just, you know, it'll bloom, man. It'll blossom. We're just
And evidently they grow pretty fast.
Yeah, we just hadn't had that in a while. But things are looking up. It's been usually April's one of our kind of off months over here.
Yeah.
And man, it was good this year.
Yeah.
All through April.
Yeah, April was good.
Considering the winds and then May.
Yeah.
Considering the winds,
I mean, right through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just anxious to see once we get these winds laid down, then you can kind of spread everybody out and get out on the deeper shell and all that to see what's going to be caught. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah. March was good here too.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, January, February, March, all.
Yeah, those 3 months are usually better than April. You know, from my perspective up where I'm at, usually April's kind of it's a real touchy month. You get like that real early bite and that real late bite, and you don't get much daytime bite at all. And this year it proved us wrong. It was good all day, all month too. For the most part, better than average. I'll put it like that.
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you're catching fish over there and teaching people how to do it, introducing new people to our sport. There's plenty of them.
Did I lose Harley?
Was that a Harley?
No, that's a Harley. I just pulled up the gas station, and you know those guys, they got to make noise.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they do.
That's
anyhow,
right.
Anyhow, buddy.
All right, man.
I guess
well, look,
somebody
wanting to come over and hang out and catch a few fish, man, how they get a hold of you?
409-673-2000. 9211.
Ourfishabeanlake.com.
That's it.
Come over here and ride a Harley.
Appreciate it, brother.
Hey, Bill. Hey, have a good weekend, buddy.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Be safe. See you. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the 36th annual CCA Star Tournament. That started Memorial Day weekend. It's going to run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today and take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions, 120 tagged redfish. They've been released in inshore waters along the coast, and you got a chance to win a truck and a boat package with a tagged redfish, and you can fish for other species inshore like gaff top, drum, and sheephead, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, lean dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to enter. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 434 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude. Good morning, Richard. What's going on Conroe, buddy?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I can't complain. I made it.
I heard that. I tell you what, it's nice up here this morning, but there ain't much wind blowing. I mean, it's, I always like a little bit of wind, but there ain't a whole lot blowing out there right now anyway. But it's not, 72 degrees. You can't ask for no better than that. I guarantee you. But it's going to warm up. Ain't no doubt. It's every day's been the same. Starts off nice in the morning here this whole week, and then boom, here comes the heat. So it's all good.
Yeah.
But them dang hybrids are still doing good. I mean, good night. Yesterday we fought through a whole fistful of little hybrids to finally get us a limit, but it's one of them things. I've been catching the heck out of them little rascals anyway. But I'm going through almost like yesterday. I went through about 100 baits in about 2 hours. So it's they're fast and furious anyway, so it's pretty good. When you're catching that many fish and stuff like that, it's all good. But we, after we got that limit of hybrids, we went and jumped on some catfish, got a few of them also. But they're always doing good. It just kind of depends on where they're at. Right now here, this week I've been catching them back out on some of my deeper stuff instead of up on them flats where, they've been trying to move up and spawn. For some reason, they're just kind of bouncing back and forth. I don't know. I don't get why, but that's what they're doing. So it's, it's just one of them things. Get out there and play with it, figure it out, and it's all good. So just keep on trucking. This morning they got some little tournament going on. I don't know what it is because there's several bass boats down there. It looks like mostly youngsters. So I don't know if it's a high school deal or a college deal or what it is, but they're ganged up out here. And then yesterday, good night. I'll tell you what, there's so dang many bass boats running around yesterday. It's like a weekend. So and I kept reminding myself it was Friday because they were everywhere yesterday. So I don't know what all is going on this weekend. So we'll see though, because it's like I say, there's several boats here right now. And normally they don't show up. The bass boat guys don't show up till about 5 o'clock most of the time, but they're all ganged up here right now. So I ain't got a clue what it is, but
yeah, I don't
know. They're out here full force. They're out here. There ain't no doubt about it, but it's, and then that's like the bass. I've been catching a few of them here and there around some of the brush piles and stuff lately. They're kind of those dang old bass are moving around, and I think I can't figure out if they're eating crappie or brim, but they're kind of on those brush piles where they're eating both of them, and they should be getting ready to move up on them brim beds, but I hadn't really looked at a bunch of brim beds yet. I'm going to be looking at them here pretty quick. Yeah, once that water temperature gets up like it is, I think it was 81, 82 yesterday. So once it gets up there like that, those brims start moving up and getting ready to spawn, and they'll gang up on these beds. I mean, some of the beds that I find are goodness. Them rascals are they'll be 20 yards wide and 100 yards long. I mean, just be a row goodness. Of them. And I mean, they're crazy how big some of these brim beds are around here. And you think about brim beds, most of the time you think shallow water, 4, 5, 6 feet maybe. There's some of them out there I found in 15 foot of water, and it's like, you rascals are way too deep. Everything's going to try to eat you. But, for the most part, those fish that are out there on those deep, deep piles like that, those are some bigger brim anyway. So it takes a it takes a big fish to eat them. And that's, you know, that's one of the things about those things. They just, when you get the size brim we got out here, for, you know, not all of them now, there's, but there is a bunch of big ones. You know, I'm talking about pound, 1 pound and up brim. And that's a big rascal. There ain't no doubt. You know, they'll get an inch and a half thick. So it's when you start looking at them, I mean, every time I catch them too, it's like, good night. If these things got much bigger, you couldn't get them in a dang boat, because they just pull like a freight train whenever they're down there. But them little ones, boy, you hook into them little rascals. You, when you reel them in, you can feel that just brr, brr, the old head just to shake.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
your old buddy, you know, Tommy Alexander texted me, said it's the high school state championship this weekend up there on Conroe.
That's why everybody's up there. Okay, I couldn't figure it. I knew it had to be high schoolers or something, because there's a bunch of youngsters up here.
State championship.
They're wound up ready to go. So,
well, I wish them the best of luck. Big sacks.
Yes, sir.
Plenty of them. Everybody.
As long as they stay safe out there, that's all I care about. Because it's, you know, whenever, like, here several years ago, a guy I fished with every once in a while was fishing on the Sam Houston fishing team. And they started out doing them shotgun starts. And so I told him, I said, man, y'all got to quit that. Y'all got to quit them shotgun starts. That stuff is dangerous. I mean, good night. I remember years ago, one of the first few tournaments I fished, we did those shotgun starts, and we were in a little cove, and the cut to get out of the cove was only wide enough for one boat to get through. Well, you had about a quarter mile to get to that cut, maybe a little bit more than a quarter mile to get to that cut. And you got all these boats racing for that one little old cut. So, and you talk about cutthroat, I promise you, there wasn't nobody backing off of it. And I'm surprised we didn't bump boats so many times. It's unreal. Because it's just crazy how dangerous that really is. You know, years ago, that's how they did it. They just fired a gun. Boom, take off. You know, like the old race car tracks. You know, they'd get out there and just take off and go. But, man, I tell you what, in a boat, you don't want to do that. That's why they started drawing numbers and stuff. You know, start drawing them numbers on them. That way it's boat number 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. That way them rascals can't, you know, you gradually take off one at a time and then stagger your times coming back in so you don't run over everybody. And that's the best thing could have happened, you know. But still, you know, like these guys here, I'm not sure what time their takeoff time is, but they're piling in here. Hopefully it's safe light. You know, that's one of the things. But a lot of these tournaments like that, they take and they'll let them go ahead and get to a fishing area and then just start fishing at a certain time. So that's another way of doing it, which is, it's somewhat safe, but with these high schoolers and even college kids, a lot of times, they get to run around out there in the dark, and they need to really be careful, because there's, you know, there could be anything floating around out there, and it could be another boat that they don't pay attention to.
Because
a lot of them are young. Yeah, a lot of them are young enough where they don't understand that those screens, those depth finders need to be off when they're, you know, they don't need to be glaring in your face because you can't see nothing outside of it, you know.
And turn the light down on it.
Yes, sir. That's the thing. Or put it in night mode.
Tommy said they can leave. They can leave at 5 o'clock from any ramp, but they can't start fishing until like 6:15.
Yeah, that's about right. Like I say, that's what they do a lot of times. They started doing that, and that's really, like I say, it's safer. It's just a matter of, you know, them rascals. They need to understand the lighting situation, because, you know, remember a few years ago we had that boat run up on the golf course green, but, and that's what it was. They had the interior lights on their boat. You can't see outside your boat when you do that. So that's, you know, that's one of the things. You at night, just cut them lights down. I mean, it may look pretty and all that stuff to you, But when you're out there on that water, you can't see nothing. I mean, it's you can run over any dang thing there is out there, and that's the tough part right there. So, but anyway, I mean, like I say, today we're gonna work on a little bit of everything. I think was the fellow wanted to go crappie fishing. And I just told him, I mean, they're just not doing that good. You know, it's horrible to tell people that. And I've told, as a matter of fact, I think I told two or three people last night that called that they're just not doing that good. And I mean, I hate telling people that, but they're not. I mean, I'm that guy that's going to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit there and blow smoke and tell you that it's, you know, every day's a holiday, because it ain't, and especially with the crappie on Lake Conroe. I mean, it's just, granted, there's a lot of little rascals out there, but, and I've been catching quite a few of them, but I think over the past 7 days, I might have had 7 keeper crappie. So it's like, you know, that's just not even worth it. I mean,
it's not worth the time and effort to do something.
No, I mean, it really isn't. I mean, you know, the thing is, it just, I don't get it. I wish I could get Parks and Wildlife to listen to me on closing a season on them for about 5 years from January to April. If they would do that, our population would come back so strong. It's just, I can't get them to listen to me, you know. They'll listen, but they ain't going to do nothing about it. And that's the bad part. So,
yeah.
But, you know, they do it with everything else. They've done it with y'all's trout. They've done it with snapper. Good night. They've done it with so many different saltwater species, but they won't do it with crappie on Lake Conroe. And that kills me. I mean, I enjoy catching those things, and I enjoy eating them. It's just, there's just not very many here, and it's killing me. I mean, I could take so many more people fishing for crappie, it's amazing, but I discourage it for the most part, especially this time of year, because they're just not biting any good. The best months on Conroe for crappie are typically April and May. You know, those are your best 2 months you're going to find, and then again you'll start catching them again probably late November or and into December, and then that's, you know, that's when the months that they're typically the best on this lake. And even at that, I mean, my best day this year, we had 35. So, and that's just not crappie fishing to me. You know, I grew up catching, you know, coolers full of them. You just don't.
Yeah, things that I thought I knew about crappie, I didn't really. A black crappie, it'll reach maturity at 2 to 4 years of age. And I didn't know they live 15 years or more. A crappie can live up to 15 years, man. That's what I'm saying.
Good night. I had no idea. I mean, thing is, they get around me once they get big and about a pound and a half. They ain't going to live much longer.
Well, the problem, too, probably with Conroe, it says, however, in heavily fished waters or areas with limited food availability, crappie may have a shorter lifespan.
Yes, and I agree with that. You know,
they grow faster down here in this warm climate.
They do. You know, the thing is it's you know, it's crazy how you don't normally think about a population of fish being fished out, but during COVID, these rascals came dang close.
They took a beating, man. Well, hey, the whole country ran out of live minnows.
I know. That is just
tell
so
you how many
crazy
people were crappie fishing during COVID.
I know.
COVID ruined a lot of stuff, man.
It really did, you know. And the thing is, it happened whenever it was prime spawning season for the crappie. Mm-hmm. If that stuff would have come in like June, July, August,
right,
it would have been no problem. But man, it came in like February, and everybody was out.
They shut the rodeo down and everything, man.
Everything. I mean, everything.
All right, so Richard, I got to run, man. And good luck with all the high schoolers up there on the lake this weekend. I hope they do good, and I hope you can fish around them, get what you're looking for.
Oh yeah, absolutely, all right, absolutely.
Well, hey, throw them out some info. Somebody wants to come hang out and fish with you, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good weekend. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
See you, man. All right, now let's jump down the coast. Let's go to Matagorda and check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradosky. Hey, Charlie P., what's up?
Oh, nothing new. Same old song and dance.
Same song and dance. I'm with you.
Yeah. But what do we got weather-wise this morning?
Looks good. Radar's clean for a change.
Yeah.
There's a little bit building up down in Mexico, you know, where a lot of that South Texas rain's been coming from, and it kind of teamed up with that front line yesterday and kind of got everybody. Did y'all get a lot of rain over your way?
No, you know,
not really.
It ran everybody off the water about 9:30, and
yeah,
it rained for about an hour, nothing heavy.
Got you.
But not to give everybody an excuse to send their customers home.
Yeah.
You know? And but the wind blew and it dirtied all the water up. But yeah. Some people caught them early yesterday before it hit.
Well,
not me. I missed them, but whatever. It happens. Should be good today. There's going to be a big crowd around here today.
I bet there is. Saturday. Saturday at the harbor.
Yeah. Don't like it, but got to deal with it.
So you're fishing.
Y'all get
today.
Much rain? Yeah.
Nah, probably an inch, I guess. I don't know. It wasn't too awful bad.
I don't think we got anything like that. You know, the wind blew pretty hard for about an hour. And long enough to dirty the water up. So, and then if you did go back out, the tidal movement was over with. It's an early and late bite right now.
Yeah.
You know? So, nothing new. Dealing with the same stuff.
I got you. Well, that was
were the boys able to fish over in Galveston yesterday?
Yeah. Far as I know, everybody I know went out. Well, they came in when the rain started, you know, but they hit them early. They got what they needed. Get their three-piece apiece and come on in.
Three fish apiece. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, just a good old three-piece.
Big day. Big day.
Big time, baby. Boy, it was a big-time ball game last night. I hadn't enjoyed a baseball game like that in a long time. Hey, Framber Valdez was just a beast. He was just nasty last night.
I didn't get to watch it. I don't have it down here in Matagorda.
Pitched a complete game, 83 pitches. And we, Yiner hit a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. First pitch, boom, right field, out of here.
Who did?
Yiner Diaz.
Oh, good.
Altuve, I tell you, he can look so good, but he can look so bad. I saw him swing at some stuff last night that I just is embarrassing. But he came up in the bottom of the ninth and he struck out, and so did Paredes. And then here come Yiner. First pitch out of there. I think he hit the first pitch all four at bats last night. He had a single and a homer.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's
four
coming
at-bats
around.
And only looked at four pitches. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, what I'm scared is going to happen to Valmer is he'll end up pitching for the Yankees in the next couple of years, probably.
On our track record, yeah, that's possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they're doing good with what we've got. You know?
Yeah, I mean, look at I think probably the only team that's got more hurt pitchers than we do is the Dodgers. I looked at their list the other day. There's 9 or 10 of them on that list.
Yeah, but look how many they have.
Yeah.
It ain't hurt them a bit. Jesus.
No, they're still leading their division over the Padres.
It's like it's not even fair. It's an all-star team every year.
Well, we are
too. But they can still be beat. They can still be beat.
Yeah, they can. We're pretty impressive, too.
Yeah.
A lot of my buddies were just going, oh, we're done this year. We're going to be in a cellar this year. I said, man, there's too much talent, young talent. They get it going together. And they are. They're coming around.
They're holding their own is what they're doing. They're doing good.
Well, what they got to work with.
That's right. That is right.
It's fun. It's baseball. Hey, man. The home team got to pull for it.
About like fishing. You got to hold your own.
That's it.
If you can't do that, you're out of the game.
That's it. You can't catch them unless you go.
That's right.
And the more you go, the luckier you get.
Yeah. I'll take luck over skill anytime.
Especially if you have any kind of skill set.
Yeah.
Which there's some that don't belong in this
There's
business.
A lot that don't. Don't kid yourself.
I just catch it clean with some.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to fight it again today and then have a couple of days off. Looks like a pretty weather week next week.
Yeah, we're looking good.
Yeah.
Hopefully these winds will stay down and get on down and get snapper season started off.
There's been a lot of big boats pouring into Matagorda.
These three-piece pencil catches to some big snapper, two-piece snappers.
They're going to be on that table tomorrow, for sure.
I promise you.
Yep. So.
All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, if somebody wants to come hang out with you in Matagorda and do a little fishing, even a little catching, how'd they get a hold of you, man?
Call me, 713-725-2401.
All right, brother.
We'll get it done.
Well, Charlie, have a good day today, and looks like the weather's going to cooperate.
Sounds good, Mickey. Talk to you next week.
See you, man. Later.
Bye.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.